Tribute Due. Tribute Due. This is the thought for today, offering tribute due to a few of the many of the God Unlimited University of Healing ministers, teachers, and directors who over the years have contributed so greatly to the work of the University of Healing, to the work of the churches of God Unlimited, all over the world, and how wonderful it is. With the release of Gwendolyn Egerton, our minister on the East Coast, who for some 95 years or 96 years has served as a beautiful minister to her people from Guyana, from New Jersey, and from all over the world. The people who have flocked to her side and who have listened to her and been guided by her light have been numberless. And the same goes for Dorothea Zimmerman, who taught and shared the philosophy of being yourself and having fun. And Carol Ellsworth, who was a divine master of good teaching and good philosophy, and everyone felt a great happiness in her presence. Our own Ingeborg Puckert, who was with us for so many years here on the campus as a monk and as an officer of the corporation and working with the Church of God Unlimited University of Healing. And Monica Egli, who was so powerful in the structure of seminars throughout Europe. How much we want to respect them. We want to have affection, show our affection and gratitude for them, because they have given so much of themselves. They have given so much of themselves to being themselves and having fun. They've given so much of themselves to caring about the philosophy that they believe in, the philosophy that has made their life more meaningful and more powerful, and that has lifted up the hearts and the health and the wholeness of people all over the world. Oh, there are people who want to tear these things down, but that goes on in every philosophy, in every religion, in every school. There are always those who have sort of missed the boat a little bit and have not recognized that they are the divine light within that organization itself. They are the divine light within that group of people who are so noble and so wonderful and so beautiful. Oh, yes. To show respect and gratitude and affection for these people, we do that with our love. We do that when we say that all is in divine order, when we say there is peace everywhere, when we say that peace is the peace that passes all understanding is so grand and so great, it's so wonderful, so beautiful. Yes, how well we remember Ingeborg Puckert and the work that she's done on the campus of the University of Healing, and how powerful she has been, how she has given so much of her life, so much of her world, because it was her dedication. And we had many others who are living, who are continuing to give of their dedication to the philosophy that they believe in, the philosophy that they find wonderful. And rather than looking at the faults that any organization might have, or that any person might have, or that anybody in the world might have, it's not important, but look to the truth, look to the principle, look to the joy. If I be lifted up, all the world will be lifted up unto me. These words of the Christ were so powerful, so beautiful, and so marvelous for all of us to look at. If I be lifted up, all the world is lifted up unto me. Wherever my heart is, wherever my wholeness is, people like Gwendolyn Egerton have been such a noble sentry to truth and love. They have traveled the world. Way back in the 70s when Gwendolyn came to the campus of the university to be ordained, she brought her daughter along, and they had a wonderful ordination, a wonderful program. And from that moment forward, she was a leading spokesman for positive thinking, for positive living, for positive realization that she was a wonderful, glorious lady. Oh, there were many who didn't pay attention to her. There are many who heard her and didn't follow her, and it was to their loss, because the teachings are so brilliant, so beautiful, and so wonderful, and Gwendolyn was a marvelous, fantastic, outstanding teacher, and she still is now as she moves to her next dimension. All of us move to our next dimension at some point in our experience, and we move to many dimensions. And as we move to these dimensions, do we carry with us, if we be lifted up, we will lift up all the world unto us? Do we carry with us that in our hearts, in our being, all is good and very good? Do we carry with us that we live a life of nobility and magnificence? Oh, yes. You can look at the lives of hundreds and hundreds of people who have been touched by the teachings of the University of Healing. And these hundreds of people are living their lives so beautifully and so nobly and so wonderfully. And it's so beautiful. And it's up to us to, if I be lifted up, I lift up all the world unto me. If I be made aware and show respect and gratitude and affection for all that I have learned and for all that I am. And if I look for in all people that which I am, the purity, the wonder, the magic, the goodness that I am, I will find it there. I will find it there because I find it in me. And I will always find it in me, and I will always know it is me, and I will always know that all is in divine order. Yes, all is in divine order. We can uplift the world if we choose, like Gwendolyn and Dorothea and Carol Ellsworth and Ingeborg Pukert, Monica Egli, and many, many others who have passed our way, who have lived their lives in the philosophy of the University of Healing, who have lived their lives in the attitude of peace now, a peace so beautiful, so wonderful. They bring that forth to the world, and the world is blessed by their presence. The world is blessed by their gift. No one can fight the battles of another. We all fight our own battles. But when we turn our attention to unconditional love, the battles cease to be important and they cease to be there. When we turn our attention to unconditional love, we find that everywhere around us is unconditional love in all circumstances. It is up to us to find the good in the world and let it shine forth through our eyes and through our experience. It is up to us to be the magnificence of all that is good and beautiful. And as we are all that is good and beautiful, we will find that everywhere in the world, everybody in the world is very wonderful. Everywhere in the world, everybody in the world is magnificent. Everywhere in the world, there is peace. Because it began with me. It began with my thought. It began with my desire. It began with my place. And so, as we turn our attention to our lives, we, with unconditional love, love everyone in our world and bless them. We bless them and uplift them in our heart and our mind and our soul and say, you are good and very good. You are beautiful and very beautiful. You are wonderful and very wonderful. You are positive and very positive. You are the goodness of the universe. You are the goodness of the world. Saying these things makes us live in this awareness, makes us live in this purity, makes us live in this purity and goodness and awareness of all that is and all that ever will be. I lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. I lift up my eyes unto the purity within me from whence cometh all that is good and beautiful. Should I ever make a mistake, I release it and I live in the present. Should I ever make a joyful attitude toward the world, I live in that awareness. And I see all the world living in that awareness. I see all the world living in peace, living in goodness, living as the ideal now. That's my choice for myself. That's my choice for my world, and that's the tribute that I owe to all in my world. Every one of my students, I owe them the tribute of respect, gratitude, and affection. And I give that respect, gratitude, and affection to every one of my students, to everyone that I know, and to all those that I don't know but who are in my world. I see all, blessed, wonderful, fantastic, now. I see all living in the wholeness of the beauty of their divinity right now. I see all in divine order now. And all is in divine order now, and all is in divine order everlastingly. because that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.